It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Governor Andrew Cuomo cruised his party's nomination to a third term yesterday and carried several fellow statewide Democrats on his coattails. New York City public advocate Letitia James, who aligned herself with Cuomo, became the first woman of color to be nominated for a statewide office from a major party when she beat out three challengers for the attorney general slot. Cuomo now faces Republican Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, in the general election. Joining us now to break down the results, WNYC's Albany state reporter Fred Mogul and Cleo Chang, who's been writing about the attorney general's race for Gothamist. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Richard.
Thanks for having us.
I know it was a late night last night. Fred, let's start with you. The governor's race came out pretty much as the polls predicted. Cuomo picked up 66% of the vote. His challenger, actor, activist Cynthia Nixon, got 34%. What's the story in this race?
You know, it's that whatever problems people had with corruption in Albany, with the New York City subway, with what Nixon called corporate democratic rule, didn't matter. Enough people like what Cuomo's achieved. They believe he's a strong counterweight to President Trump. And they either didn't believe in Nixon's very left-wing vision for New York, or they didn't believe she could deliver it, or they just didn't want to take a chance on her in these tumultuous times. You know, ultimately, she did about the same as Zephyr Teachout did 4 years ago, that with almost no name recognition at the time and even fewer resources than Nixon had.
Okay, so Governor Cuomo still has to win the general election, of course, and that's not a given. Well, what do you think Molinaro's line of attack will be? Does he align himself with President Trump?
I think he'll keep his distance from Trump. That's what he's done so far. And with Trump very unpopular
especially
in New York.
Here in New York, right.
Especially in the city, but in plenty of other pockets upstate too, he would probably do well to keep that up. Of course, Cuomo will try to tie Molinaro to Trump like an anchor, and we'll see how that fares. That will certainly be one of the main discussion points going through to November. Molinaro, meanwhile, has been hitting hard Cuomo all fall and will continue to do so on the culture of corruption that's flourished in Albany during Cuomo's two terms. Two of his top officials have been corrupted of conviction. Mm-hmm. He'll also talk about the size of government in New York, its high taxes. And with the state Senate perhaps turning from Republican to Democrat, we can look to Molinaro to warn everyone about the dangers of entrusting the entire state government to one single party.
Okay, our colleague, WNYC reporter Jessica Gould, was with Nixon last night. She didn't find much enthusiasm among progressives for supporting Cuomo in the general election. Let's listen to this clip from Dan Cantor of the Working Families Party. She asked him if he's going to vote for Cuomo.
Haven't decided.
The night is young.
There's a lot still to figure out here. Obviously, you don't want the Republicans to win, but, you know, got to think things through here.
So, Fred, how big of a problem do you think this is for the governor?
You know, Cuomo received more primary votes than any governor in New York history. Some Nixon voters clearly won't vote for him no matter what. They were just a third of the primary electorate. A lot more people will be showing up to the polls in November than they do in September. So it doesn't seem like the holdouts would probably put that much of a dent in Cuomo's support. And as Cantor himself suggested, if the race appears close going into Election Day, I'll bet even the Working Families Party, the people on the far left, will hold their nose and pull the trigger for Cuomo.
Okay, Cleo, let's turn to the attorney general's race. Chris James, now the Democratic nominee to be the state's top law enforcement officer. She's a lawyer. She used to work in the attorney general's office. What is she saying that she wants to do if she wins the general election?
So Tish has made it really clear that she will be unbossed and unbought if she wins the nomination. And I think as long as she's held accountable to that promise, she's got a pretty aggressive platform and a strong platform of what she'll actually do as AG. Mm-hmm. She's promised to investigate Donald Trump's businesses, his charities. She wants to use her platform to advocate for public campaign financing, closing the LLC loophole. She wants to prosecute predatory for-profit colleges and advocates for criminal justice reform. And she also said she'll take on political corruption in Albany and will push Cuomo to grant the AG autonomy when it comes to prosecuting corruption. I think because her campaign raised a lot of questions about her closeness with Cuomo, this mm-hmm. will be where voters will have to keep an eye out and make sure she sticks to her guns.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, you wrote about James that accepting Cuomo's support and kind of aligning herself with the establishment could kind of be a double-edged sword mm-hmm. here. It seems to work out for her right now. What's your takeaway from it?
I mean, obviously the strategy paid off. James won pretty handily, and she's always had trouble with fundraising. But in this race, with the help of Cuomo and the establishment, including labor unions, she was able to raise a lot more money from big donors and turn out her voters. Also, Tish James is obviously no Joe Crowley. You know, she has a strong progressive record, mm-hmm. so that helps. And looking at the results, another thing to note is the factor that Sean Patrick Maloney, who's heavily supported by Wall Street and real estate donors, played. You know, a lot of people saw him as like a teach-out spoiler because he and Zephyr ended up battling for votes upstate. So, you know, overall, the takeaway here is that the New York political machine remains secure in its picks at the top of the ballot. We still saw a lot of successful upsets down ballot when it came to challenges to the IDC. So I don't think, you know, we're seeing this progressive insurgency go away anytime soon.
Fred, let's talk about other statewide races. There's Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul's, the incumbent, also the nominee now. But it wasn't easy for her. What happened here in this race?
Yeah, that was a bit of a nail biter. And for much of the evening,
she was up against Jumaane Williams,
the city councilman. He did a very strong showing. You know, people seem to be willing to take a chance on him in ways that they weren't for Nixon or for Zephyr Teachout, you know, on the far left of the party. People, obviously a lot of people split their ticket. He got almost half the vote. Hochul won by only a few percentage points, you know, around the order of 52 to 48. You know, a lot of the people, you know, so who were these people? Why were they doing this? Some of them probably liked the idea of a very activist lieutenant governor from the left wing of the party, maybe kind of a little bit of a check on Cuomo. You know, they felt that he had paid his dues. He did have a lot of support in Brooklyn, where he's from, in a way that Nixon herself and perhaps Zephyr Teachout likewise didn't have coming through the activist wing, as opposed to having served time in elective office. And he had a track record that people believed in. Ultimately, it was not enough, but it did raise his profile statewide, and we'll see where he goes from there.
Fred, we just have about a minute left. You're going to come back next hour and talk about some of the candidates that were to challenge these IDC state officials. Give us a little preview. What happened here?
I think that's really fascinating because while as I said, Nixon came up so far short, didn't make any headway from Zephyr Teachout's record in 2014 in challenging Cuomo, and the story all summer long has been this ultra progressive wing of the Democratic Party throwing the bums out. That did happen in the state Senate level. It just didn't happen statewide.
Okay, WNYC's Fred Mogul and Cleo Chang, writes for Gothamist. Thank you to both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And also a reminder, you can find all of our election coverage, including the results of yesterday's vote, at WNYC.org/elections.